With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden's meeting with Arab heads of state is canceled.
Shortly before the president boarded Air Force One for the flight to Tel Aviv, a planned summit with Arab leaders was canceled. Palestinian leader Abbas withdrew from the scheduled meetings after a deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital killed hundreds. A White House official said the president decided to postpone his travel to Amman, Jordan, and the Arab summit after consulting with Jordan's King Abdullah. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israel released video proving that an explosion at the Gaza City hospital was the work of terrorists. The IDF says Islamic Jihad fired a missile at the compound. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Israel does not put civilians in danger.
We're continuing to engage with the Israelis on making sure that civilians have what they need and that they can clear out or evacuate into safe areas. You're seeing that. You're seeing ongoing discussions from the State Department. And then tonight, the president is flying to Israel, where I expect that, of course, he will raise this issue.
The Palace of Versailles in France was evacuated for the second time since Saturday on Tuesday after receiving another reported bomb threat amid increasing threats of terrorism against Europe. The former residence of the French royal family was evacuated and closed. On Saturday, both the Palace of Versailles and the Louvre Museum in Paris were evacuated and shut down after receiving bomb threats. Also at SRNnews.com, 20 Republicans vote against Jim Jordan.
We got to have a speaker, and it can't be some deal with the Democrats. I mean, American people don't want that. They elect Republicans in a majority, small majority, I get it. But we got 200 votes in the first ballot. I think that maybe even is more than what Kevin got back in January, right about where Kevin was. Gus Bilirakis is a vote for us. That's 201. We've had good conversations. We're going to keep working.
Congressman Jim Jordan, this is SRN News. India's highest court has legalized civil unions for homosexual couples, but stopped short of making marriage between them the law of the land.
What the Supreme Court has said is that it is not up to them to legalize same-sex marriage, so that is a decision that should be left with Parliament. But all five justices were unanimous in saying that they do believe same-sex marriage should be allowed.
India is 80% Hindu, but Hinduism takes no official position on homosexuality. Is it a cult or a religion? The Japanese branch of the Unification Church is decrying an effort by the Japanese government to get a court order that would dissolve the group. The church argues the government's move is a serious threat to religious freedom. Japanese officials point to an investigation that they say shows the group has systematically manipulated its followers. This is SRN News. In California, Pacific Gas and Electric wants to bury many of its power lines.
But California regulators are balking at their plan, in part because of its impact on rates. PG&E customers already pay some of the highest rates in the country. It's expensive to bury power lines and takes a long time to complete. It's cheaper and faster to install protective coverings on overhead power lines. The PG&E CEO says the company has a moral obligation to eliminate wildfire risk. Consumer advocates say the company must balance wildfire threats with affordability. John Scott reporting.
Alex Murdoch's murder case headed back to court after allegations of jury tampering. The South Carolina Court of Appeals granted Murdoch's motion to suspend his conviction appeal. It's the first step for the new attempt for a new murder trial after his initial conviction in March for the killing of his wife and son. His attorneys say that the recent ruling to stay the appeal and remand the case is welcome news. More at SRNnews.com.